hit record. We did it
Oh,
again. We
yeah.
started without hitting record.
Sorry,
Can't help
guys.
it.
I
Once I
know.
see Tony's face, I'm like, oh, we just got to talk right away.
And such good things, came out. But hey, y'all. Happy
Yeah.
new moon.
Happy new moon in Taurus.
Yeah. And happy making it out of Mercury retrograde and eclipse season.
Yes.
That was a big one. Eclipse season was intense for me, I will say. Yeah, especially the Aries one. That thing came and brought some arguments for
Yes.
no reason.
Yep. What they love to do.
I was like, whoa, sit back, like, what are we arguing about? I'm like, this is just the Aries new moon, solar eclipse. This is not, there's nothing to argue about. So yeah, glad to survive it. I want to say what I was just saying when you hit record though, because I think a lot of people should hear it.
Yes.
And one, I was stating that though I am, of course, I'm interested in growth within my business, my finances, my relationships, even my spirituality as well. That's been on top of my list. But the number one thing for me, I'm learning 2023 is just about my mental health. It's just about my mental space, my emotional space, my physical space, like just really prioritizing my health and my wellness. Because capitalism isn't going anywhere. It's not going anywhere in my lifetime. Work isn't going anywhere. I promise you, it's going to stay there, right? But I think it is possible to lose your mind, and you might not be able to get it back, or it's very easy to lose yourself,
Yes.
and you have to work so hard to get it back. So I've just been weighing it. It's like, all right, capitalism, I can tap into that any time of the day,
Yes.
right? And it's not that hard to tap into it and honestly get what you want out of it. That part's not hard. The hard part is when you're trying to keep a sense of self in it,
Yeah.
So I'm just prioritizing, what's more difficult to grasp. Sense of self, peace of mind. So I'm gonna put most of my energy there.
Yeah.
And that will help me to, do whatever else I need to do. So that's my spirit
I love
this year for
that.
me.
And I think it's very Taurian in the sense that to do that, you really got to tap, like slow down. First of all, you got to hit pause, you got to move slower, you got to walk slower, you got to get out of bed slower, you got to eat slower, and that will help you to begin to develop a relationship with your body, with your senses, with the material plane. And Taurus is all about that, so it's a great time to start those practices. And if you can, I mean, cherry on top is to make it pleasurable. I think for
Oh.
me, like, my little 20-minute breaks when I've been coming home between being at work and being in classes, I've been napping. And that it can be so pleasurable. Unfortunately, in the world that we live in, it's such a luxury to nap. And it's so frowned upon from a lot of different places. But again, I think it speaks to the capitalistic nature of the culture that we're in and productivity above everything and stillness is laziness and all of those old things that we know aren't true. But breaking them can still be hard and breaking those generational patterns can be hard. So take a nap. That's what I'm
Yeah.
told. Take a
And
nap.
it's so, when you say it and saying it out loud, right?
Yes.
That begins to call the power back from it, or just to kind of realize like things only have power that we give to it. We can determine it in the nap to like instead of giving it the negative power of you're being lazy or you should be able to power through this,
Right.
Maybe we give it the power of pleasure, the power of compassion, the power of joy, the power of peace, the power of I'm not a freaking robot. And sometimes my brain needs a little break. Sometimes my joints, my muscles
Yes.
need a little break, You know, maybe I'm PMSing. Maybe I'm on my period. Maybe I'm ovulating and I just want to be, I want the sun on my skin for a little bit because I'm feeling radiant on the inside, you know, and it has nothing to do with productivity. To be able to speak it out loud first and then to call your power back from it and create something new. And I think I love how you mentioned the generational part of and of dealing with it, right? Because I still deal with resistance. It's just that I personally have just learned how to really push through the uncomfortable. You know, I think that's just my superpower because my God, I can be super uncomfortable and I'm still like,
Doing
let's just
anything.
do
Yeah.
anyway. And, you know, so. Because I find it, you know, yesterday I had to take a nap. It was just not going to happen. And I felt these old stories. I felt embarrassment. I felt shame. I felt some guilt. And then I had to just use my tools, my mindfulness, and my body was just like, girl, I don't care how you feel. You're going to take this
Yes.
nap. And I had to. And then I woke up and felt. I mean, honestly, I felt peaceful and empowered that I listened to myself and I didn't push myself through it and just reminded myself that rest is just as important as activity.
Yes. And what you said there was so crucial, I think, because we're so flooded with adrenaline most of the time in this culture that, like, we don't recognize that peaceful nature that we feel post-nap is actually our natural state. Like, that's our homeostasis. That's our foundation. So as much time as we can spend there, I mean, it magnetizes everything to you. It makes you come up with creative solutions. You can put in less effort and get more output, like all of those things. But the doing more isn't going to get you there. The chasing your tail isn't going to get you there.
It's, you know, and it's hard convincing people.
Oh, yeah.
Last statement is hard. It's like
Absolutely.
actually doing more won't get you there, you know? And it's like, what? But if I wanted to add up to more, don't I just do more things? And I'm like, oh man, life isn't that literal. You know, it just doesn't how it works. You know, it's like, well, think about the quality you could give, you know, not the quantity or how much you could fit into something. And what if producing a whole bunch of stuff in life is not even that big of a deal? You know, like what if you kind of put that thought to the side for a little bit? And what if you made life about something else? I love how you mentioned that moment right after the nap where you're feeling peaceful. So, like January of this year, I dealt with definitely a mental health like crisis for about a week or two, dealing with the things going on with my father. It was very intense. Actually, me and my sister as well. We all had some moments. It was very intense. Panic attack, not eating, things like this. And so from there, I was like, all right, I gotta take care of myself. I see what's happening. And so these last couple weeks, about 6 weeks now, I believe, I've been super focused on my qigong, my yoga, my journaling, going to bed earlier. Like I was, you know, we were just talking, I bought new outfits with patterns, like just really making things about me. And then, oh my gosh, I found myself in this place where I wasn't using adrenaline as much, right? And so I began to feel uncomfortable. It was weird, but I'm like, I did get everything done that I wanted to do today. Like everything is happening, but like I'm now having to get used to not feeling the adrenaline and the stress, but still being productive. So now I'm still working through it of like, well, I don't feel like I'm in danger, but I did get things done. And then I realized that, you know, I was just so used to feeling productive, but also burnt out, or, you know, like I'm fighting for something. And now I'm adjusting to just that place of peacefulness, but still getting things done. And it was throwing me off. It was. I would go to bed like, so what? Was I productive today or not? I like it. It keeps, you know, it's happening. I'm working through it currently, you know, and I just
Yeah.
have to remind myself like, we're just going at this differently now. It's okay. We'll figure out our way into it.
Yes. It's like one of my favorite things to work on with clients and myself for the last 5 years is like, are you running on actual energy that's available to you, or are you running on adrenaline? Are you flooding your cells with cortisol? And I'll tell you that it is like a drug because when you're flooded with cortisol, you feel hyper focused, hyper aware, clear, all of those things. And when you're used to running on that for years, you're like, oh, I'm just not as on as I used to be. I'm not as like sharp as I used to be. Yeah, because you're not supposed to be using that 24/7. That's your reserve for if you're getting attacked. Like that's not, you don't want to be running on that 24/7. It will come back to bite you. And we're seeing that with just the continual increase in chronic illness and, you know, really low quality end of life, which sh it shouldn't have to be that way.
Oh,
Doesn't have to be that way.
it. Oh, I'm that the chronic illness increase, the strokes, and the doctors like, well, I don't even know why you had a stroke.
Yes.
The kidney failure, they're like, well, I guess I can see why this is happening, but I don't know. You know, the rashes that you can't get rid of, you're like, I don't, you know,
That chronic
and
cold that you've had for weeks on end.
yes, it's like it's so much. And then I think we're definitely at an age where I think most of our listeners are our age, where I remind people, I'm like, look, we're not 21. We can't just rock with this. We've been doing this for decades
Right.
now in our body. And guess what? It's going, if it's not catching up now, it's going to catch up. It's going to
Yeah.
catch up, and we have to take care of ourselves. We
Those
can't, we got to
bills
take
will get
listen
paid.
to ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. Oh, I love that. That's perfect. I'm gonna use that,
You
Jason.
go
That
ahead.
is
Yeah.
perfect. Okay, like, honey, those bills are gonna get paid. You're right, you know, and it really is, you know, not allowing the chronic this addiction to
Yeah.
stress.
Yes.
You know? And I know it can get you in the zone. It can,
Yes.
but there are other ways. There are
Absolutely.
other ways. Yeah. Yeah, that does have some Taurus, a lot of Taurus energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how can I make money but still have a lot of fun, eat what I want, sleep what I want, and have pleasure?
Absolutely. My husband's father is a Taurus and he is like the epitome of a Taurus. Like just loves bread, loves pastries, can fall asleep anywhere at any time. Super chill, talks slow, moves slow, and is like the most lovey, like happy go
Yeah.
lucky guy. And so I always channel his energy when I need to remember that Taurian energy. So if you have someone like that in your life, they can be a really good example of how to not take life so seriously, to have more fun, to be a little bit lighter with things while still being very earthy and grounded. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Earth signs. I do.
Me too.
They remind us that Earth is a really cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earth in this moment in our bodies, and you know, fresh bread with someone you love, even a fresh bread with a stranger is
Yes.
amazing. You know, you're gonna be talking about everything and you're gonna be happy.
Yes.
It just reminds you, you know, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good. So I'm really, obviously, I'm very happy about this new moon. I'm glad we survived eclipse season, Mercury retrograde. My technology was acting a mess. Oh my gosh. I went through it. But yeah, today, I think today is the first day things are with my technology. Finally, just like, okay, we're back. We're ready. But yeah.
Like you could be leaving your car, Mercury, at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
was so much. Are you doing anything during this new moon?
Yeah. So this new moon is happening in my seventh house of relationships. And
Okay.
my husband and I have just been working round the clock, putting in really long hours. And just, we both the other day were just like, we could really use a break. And next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. So we have an extra day that Monday. So we planned a little getaway to this little beach town that's like an hour and a half from us. We're going to stay in this little cottage in an Airbnb and just have a couple days together. So I'm super looking forward to that. So we're like, I'm going to like plan the details during this new moon.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's gonna be
Yes.
nice. You both deserve it. You do spend that time together. I'll definitely be I'll spend some time with myself. I'm not doing a circle this new moon. And I'm gonna journal, do some new intentions. I didn't do any intentions during eclipse season.
Yeah.
So I gotta make up for that. Oh, I'm gonna use my Mother's Day flowers for my bath tonight. So that's perfect because they're filled with so much love. And I'm going to continue to nap. I'm intentionally rest, you know. I just, you know, welcome in that spirit of coming into my body more. I think I've been doing a good job with it, and I'm excited to be even more in the moment, you know, even more in my ankles and my feet and my calves and my knees and feel my bum on the chair, like this to be more in my body. That's, you know, that's my focus this weekend.
Yes.
And I do plan on blasting myself with lots of veggies and lots of root veggies, some beets, some potatoes, some carrots. I said, you know, that'd be a good way to celebrate this new moon is to, you know, really nourish my body and not just nourish my cravings, which I will a little bit, but really like, okay, what does my body want? My body wants some vegetables that grow under the ground. Like I felt that communication easily, directly. And I'm like, well, perfect time. So I plan on doing a lot of that this weekend and just enjoying myself. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes. I love the flowers going into a bath. That's so beautiful.
I'm excited for that. And they really, the roses, oh my gosh, they opened up so big. They look so beautiful. They just look gorgeous, you know, and intention is what makes things so magical, right? I'm like, wow, you can tell I was very loved. You know, the way these roses opened up. So I'm excited for that. And then Elvis is out of school next week. He just has 3 more days. So I'm excited too. So I'm tired of waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm ready for summer break. That it. I would like to pull a card from the empath deck.
Ooh.
Think. Yeah, and I love this deck. Even if you don't feel like you are an empath, it gives so many great tools, you know, on how to protect your energy. And I do feel like this new moon, this season, especially going Gemini season, it's like it's okay to make things about yourself. I tell you, in my practice, that's about the hardest thing I had to convince people of. Oh my gosh, it's very hard. It's like it's okay to make things about you. It's okay. You don't have to eat what you don't want to eat. You don't have to watch what you don't want to watch. You don't have to wear what you don't want to wear. If you're cold, say it. If you're hot, say it. It's like, it's the hardest. It is one of the most challenging things, but I'm not going to give up on it because, you know, I think if more people could just prioritize what feels, you know, best for them, I think we'll all be a little happier.
100%.
So we're going to use this deck to help us all get some guidance on that. Oh, I love this is one of my favorite cards in this one. It says, "Opinions are the lowest form of knowledge. Do not be thrown off by others' opinions. Simply say, I appreciate your input. and do what intuitively feels right for you. That's my favorite card in this deck.
Period. I don't even need to say
Favorite.
anything after that.
Nope. It's like, okay, that's your opinion. Well, that's great. That's great. I'm gonna take a nap. Okay. I'm gonna take my cat nap, and I'll see you when I get up. Okay, thanks. If I need to close my eyes for 15 minutes, I just do. You know, so favorite card. Favorite card out of the deck. Yeah. Well, you guys can find me on Instagram. I'm super active on there. A Parks Holistic Health. And you can also email me, partsholistichealth@gmail.com. Newsletter always goes out, new and full moon. I've been doing some workshops monthly. This one is it's on time, embracing your sensual self. That one will happen on May 24th. And yeah, that's me.
Beautiful. And you can reach me at JD Ingalls on Instagram. I'm not super active right now. You'll kind of catch up with my day-to-day stuff in my stories if you're interested in that, but I'm not posting a lot right now. I'm a full-time grad student in an internship finishing in August, and hopefully I'll be back then. You can always email me, jdingalls@gmail.com, and we love to hear from you, anything. So if this sparked something in you, feel free to DM us, email us. We love to hear from you. We love to hear what's going on in your world. So hopefully you have a restful Taurus season, and we will see you again soon.
Bye guys.